Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, let's welcome in Cowboys COO Stephen Jones here into the G-Bag Nation. Stephen, thank you for your patience. How are you, sir? You fired up for this matchup against the Eagles.
Challenge, obviously, playing the world champions and a team that's playing as well as anyone this year. It's going to be a challenge, but it's one that we welcome, and we're just fired up that it's going to be at AT&T Stadium, and I think our fans will be fired up, and we got to go out there and execute and do things that we can get that place loud and have some energy and so we can pull this game out.
Well, Stephen, you told us a few weeks back you think this defense can be damn good. And, sir, they looked damn good on Monday night. That Quinnen Williams addition, Savone Revelle in his first game, you got Overshown back. I mean, what going into this one, how more excited are you about the way this defense can possibly be playing?
Yeah, I just think, you know, the good news, too, is a lot, you know, about half that defense hadn't played together and at all, and some of them, and then some of them hadn't been out there for 4 and 5 weeks. But then you have Revelle and Overshown and Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson. That's a big number of guys who were making plays out there that we hadn't had out there. But, you know, the good news is I think the air should be up, that they should only get better as they – play together more, and you know, I really think you know, we're starting to find an identity. The guys felt like on tape they were playing fast and confident and with energy, and you know, that's how you play good defense. And hopefully you know, that's a step, and obviously we got to continue to get better. And then flip side of that, the offense I thought really stepped up and really had a great game, and you know, played to, you know, the level that we think they can be. And you know, we just got to continue to put these, you know, put these things together and do them on a week-to-week basis, you know, and be more consistent as we move forward.
Yeah, you talk about the young guys defensively, guys like Revelle and even Kalen Carson now in year two. What did you see from those guys on Monday night?
Yeah, I just see some young guys who were hungry to play. You know, I think Carson in particular is really healthy, really healthy for the first time, and you could feel it in his confidence. You know, I think those two are feeding off one another. They know they're young guys in this league, but yet you can see them, you know, working together on iPads and practice and, you know, communicating. And, you know, that's another thing. I think having our two safeties back there as well was just outstanding for the whole defense. I think between Hooker and Dono and having their consistency back there and their confidence and what they're calling and on the back end, I think went a long ways. But I do think, you know, we can continue to get better. We have to get better because obviously we put ourselves behind the eight ball, you know, in the first half of the season with our start. But, you know, it starts one game at a time. It starts against Philly, and couldn't think of a better way, you know, to get it going than for us to go out and play well and and figure out how to get a win against a really good football team in front of our home crowd.
Stephen, Kevin Hagelin of the Midday Show asked Jerry a question about Diggs, and he asked it in the way of what his expectations were for Diggs as a player potentially coming back. Not this week, maybe not even Kansas City because of the short week. But I just wanted to know what your expectations were. Jerry's always really super honest about his assessment. I always appreciate that about him. But I just wondered what you thought about Diggs coming back when he has that opportunity.
Yeah, I think it'll be full body of work. He's obviously putting in the work right now. But as we go week to week here, we want to see that he can be consistent week in and week out. Feel 100%. He plays his best when he's able to get out there and practice all week. And he doesn't play as well when, he's limited in practice and doesn't get the reps. So, we just need to see consistency out of him week in and week out, because when he does go out there and get the work and put the work in and do it, then, he plays well. And obviously we all know he can be an elite player when he's playing at the top of his game. So, it's probably too early to tell exactly what the expectations should be, other than the expectation is, for him to get back and help us win and for him to play at the level he expects himself to play at, he's going to have to be consistent week in and week out.
Stephen Jones with us here on 105.3 The Fan. Dak is on the verge of becoming the all-time passing yards leader in Cowboys history. CeeDee Lamb said he thinks this thing's going to be broken in the first quarter at AT&T Stadium on Sunday. Do you have anything planned for when that moment happens?
Not really. I don't think so. I don't think that's Dak's style. Certainly, we'll have our exchange with him after the game or whenever it happens. But, Dak's about team first. I mean, it's an unbelievable accomplishment of what he's done when you think of the quarterbacks that have played here from Roger Staubach to Don Meredith to Tony Romo, Troy Aikman. What a great group of men. I was fortunate enough to have lunch with Roger yesterday, and he's more fired up about Dak and the Cowboys than he's ever been. But, it's just, a major accomplishment, but I can tell you, what Dak wants to focus on is winning football games, and it all starts Sunday.
Stephen, a lot of fans were asking me the question about with Jadon Blue, and I would guess that maybe Malik Davis would be a priority to get on the roster and make some kind of move that way. But kind of just where have things gone? I'm not going to say wrong, but where has it been difficult for Jadon Blue to be a guy that's dressing with you every week?
I think the biggest thing is just the consistency week in and week out. Him getting his hands around what it takes to be a pro week in and week out and get it done. He obviously, we've all seen flashes at times, the things that that you want to see. But he's still a young player. And, in this league, sometimes it doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes it takes a
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A little time to progress, and, you know, we have, think Jaden Blue's future is very bright here. He has, some real skill sets that aren't common in most backs, and with his burst and elite speed and some of the things that he can do. So, right now, Javonte's having a hell of a year, and, you know, hard for anybody else to get in a great rhythm because Javonte's getting most of the carries, but Malik has shown, that he can come in there and, when he gets the, 5 to 10 touches he might get, that they'll be productive and he'll be efficient.
Steven, it seems it's very difficult for Jonathan Mingo to get on the field for you. And I know how coaches operate with, they get comfortable with guys and you guys don't want to do anything to rock the boat with, the guys you got. But do you have a thought about Jonathan Mingo? And is that just the case? The coaches are comfortable playing with the guys they got right now?
Well, they think a lot of Jonathan. You nailed it here, Brian. I mean, obviously, the first three guys, when you put Terp in that mix, have got really something juicy that they bring to the table and, have plays designed around them. Flournoy has really stepped up and taken on that number four spot. And then, of course, JT and Mingo are battling, for that fifth spot on game day. And, JT's been a productive guy in this league. And Mingo's doing, all the things the right way. It's just, picking the right time where we give him his opportunity. A lot of times that happens naturally with an injury. But, he's got a skill set and a body type that are, certainly unique in terms of his size and his ability to run and the things that he can do, in the running game as well. He's a physical player, at the point when he's out there blocking. So there's a lot of things he can do well, and he'll get his chance.
Sticking with wide receiver, George Pickens was asked yesterday about his future. He said he'd love to be back with the team after this season. What are your feelings on that? And there's a report that the tag might be where you're leaning with George. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we're worried about game to game right now. But the biggest thing is anyone who turns on our tape and watches, you got to – of course we want George Pickens back. And I think that, watching him and CD – and Dak and them executing the passing game is, it's what it's all about when it comes to having an offensive football team that can be explosive, moving the ball, entertaining, making big plays. That's you'd be crazy not to want to have him back and be a part of this thing.
How'd you like Shotty's approach to the discipline on Monday night for Lamb and Pickens?
Yeah, I think it just goes he's not going to play favorites with anybody. And, he felt very strongly that, that was part of it. And I think a lot of people thought, well, they had to be together because they are great friends. Yeah. But believe it or not, one was the night before leading into the morning. And the other one was missing the buses. So, hats off to Shotty for, being consistent, being authentic, being genuine, and doing the right thing by the team. And, they did what you would expect them to do, both of them, as they went out and played one hell of a game. Maybe we should have sent the whole team with
Steven, I know you get a beautiful bus that you drive around there. We see at the combine all the time. I'd be happy to take the lads around, and if it means them, everybody lighting people up like that.
We might send the whole group.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Last one I wanted to sneak in here for you, Steve, before we let you out of here, but being part of the competition committee, the tush push is something that we're always talking about, and being the Eagles week, to me it just seems like it's such a difficult play to officiate consistently. What are your thoughts on the tush push, and do you think that maybe this is the last year we're going to see it?
Yeah, I mean, I know we'll address it. Certainly there weren't the votes weren't there to move away from the play last year. It was close, but they weren't there. It's a little difficult for me because a lot of people are going to think if I'm against it because we got to play them twice a year and they're very good at executing that particular play. So It's difficult. It's just, you know, what, in my opinion, it's, you know, is it a good play for our game? And, you know, there is no injury data in terms of that would say, hey, it's a dangerous play. It's more of just, is it an entertaining play? And there's a lot of people who don't think, you know, who don't feel that way. But then there's enough votes out there that it stayed alive. I know we'll probably look at it again, see how where we could be better officiating it. And is it something that we still want to have in the game? We'll make that call.
Steven, my final thing for you. Have you ever seen a punt after a safety for an onside kick? Have you ever seen that happen? And is that something that, that you guys, as a competition rules committee, have you talked about stuff like that?
We have it. I'm actually looking forward to it, I assume. And shame on me, I haven't called up to our group to ask, but I assume our deal right there should have been a fair catch.
A fair catch. That's what I thought. Yeah.
I think that's the rule that our guy could have, you know, our guys could have gone up there and fair caught, you know, the punt that he's, you know, obviously bombed it real high in the air. And,
sure.
I think it caught us, you know, be candid. I think it caught everybody by surprise.
Yeah, for sure.
then you had a unique guy in George Pickens who just snatched it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It was one hell of a grab by him. But, you know, as I sit right here, I would say the play should have been to call a fair catch and catch it like a punt.
Right.
Well, Steven, thank you so much for the time as always. And let's go get that win on Sunday.
Sounds great, guys. Hope y'all have a great weekend. Great
to be on. Thank you.
Thank you. There he goes, Cowboy COO Steven Jones with us here in the G Bag Nation. The buses got some more info there.
So we missed. Do we miss the?
Well, I mean, Shoddy did say a few things.
So we missed the bus going to the game.
Missed the bus.
Is that what we do?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly which bus it was or when it was, but I guess Pickens was missing the bus and Lamb was out kind of boozing it up at the casinos.
So you're in a situation where the buses usually leave like 3 hours before the game. There's a bus one, bus two. So you get buses that go at different times and stuff like that. So he might have had to kind of fetch his own ride to the ballpark.
Just hop in an Uber or something like that.
Yeah.
if I'm a Raiders fan driving around town and you get in my Uber, we're taking the scenic route, my friend.
Man,
I'll get you there.
You're going to see Hoover
Dam? It'll
be
about the fourth quarter.
Yeah. He'll show up late like Lawrence Taylor.
Hopefully there's overtime tonight because that'll be about the time I get you there.
That would be something. All right, should we do a little hodgepodge here?
Yeah, let's get you set for the college football weekend, and we have our sports quote of the day next here in the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.